Born in 1685, Johann Sebastian Bach is considered one of the greatest composers of all time. His composition, Goldberg Variations, is just one of the pieces that pianist Thomas Rosenkranz has played as he tours around the world to four different continents thus far. He's a former faculty member of the University of Hawaii at Manoa and currently serves as an associate professor of piano and musical arts at Bowling Green State University. He's currently on sabbatical, which ends in August. He'll be sharing his talent playing the Goldberg Variations in concert this weekend. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Goldberg Variations. It's an hour or so long piece. What was the inspiration for Bach? Was there some guy named Goldberg?
Actually, there was. The story goes, there was a Count Kaisenberg, who loved Bach's music, and he commissioned Bach to write a harpsichord piece. And so the Count had a staff harpsichordist by the last name Goldberg, who was about 14 at the time. And this young boy played the Goldberg Variations of Bach, and the Count loved the piece. And the Count loved it so much that he gave Bach a gold coin. There's a story that's not true, that it was perhaps written so that the Count could go to sleep by it, you know, like to cure his insomnia. That actually is completely not true, but it makes for a good story.
Yeah. Well, it makes for a good story, but I have to say the music doesn't necessarily make you fall asleep.
It's not going to make you. Yeah, I hope not. You don't want to. If you play the piece, you don't want people to fall asleep. No.
No. Generally not really your goal. Now, the harpsichord is entirely different than the piano. Uh-huh. So to play this piece, you really have to be creative. There's a lot of hands that cross, a lot of different uh-huh. ways that you have to use your physical body to embody what would have been easier on a harpsichord. What's the difference?
Well, you said exactly right. I mean, it was originally written for a two-manual harpsichord. And so our modern piano only has one manual. And so what happens is a lot of times the hands have to share notes and they have to share things. So there's a choreography in the piece which you can't hear unless you – I mean, you obviously you have to see the piece live, you know. So there's a lot of almost like Tai Chi-like moments where I'm extended. And it's the only way to actually play the piece if you're extended in certain ways. A lot of hand crossing that Bach got from Scarlatti and things like that. So there's a real physicality to the piece, but that's another reason why I think the piece, you know, you have to see it live, you know.
Well, and people will have a chance to do so this weekend. This is one particular genre of music that you play, but you've also branched out into some other really unique aspects of musical culture.
Yeah, well, I think music is of course amazing and so interesting, but you know, classical music is just one kind of vehicle. And that's, you know, if you're a classical musician, you have access to all this great Western music. But also in other cultures, there's these amazing systems. In China, there's a different kind of system. And in Tunisia, there's a different kind of system. And the piano is really versatile. So if you're willing and interested, you can sort of travel to these other places in a musical way.
Now, there's a difference, you know, as a classically trained musician, you become an expert at all of these wonderful pieces written by the masters. And then you've spent some time abroad and found that music in other cultures is much more about getting together and having sort of like a jam session.
It's true. I mean, I think, you know, in the West, we're sometimes obsessed with certain exactitudes, or you know, everything has to be sort of perfect. But in other cultures, it's a more communal thing. It's a more it's an experience. You experience music with other people, and that's wonderful. Like for instance, in India, if you go to an Indian music concert, if someone likes what you're playing in the concert, they'll shout at you or they'll yell at you, and like they'll root you on like a baseball game or something like that. And in some places,
like I couldn't picture that happening.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, imagine like you know you play
you're in the Atherton and someone's
a classical
like, yeah,
concert,
go,
and they like you know this fast lick that you did, and they'll actually start clapping. But in other cultures, that's totally normal. In the West, our culture is to, you know, if you're an audience member, you sit quietly and listen to the music. But in other cultures, it's much more raucous. You know,
it uses a totally different part of your brain, I think. Like if you're in these other countries, you know, you spent some time in places like Tunisia. And if you're there, the experience of music is so different. You kind of have to use a different part of your brain to just be impromptu and just go with the flow.
Yeah, and you have to be willing to just put away what you've learned in the conservatory, actually, and just try to understand the people you're playing with and try to understand where they're coming from and have a conversation. I mean, the name of the show is Conversation, but have a conversation with them. And a good conversation is never just you're talking at someone. You're actually dialoguing with someone else, and you're someone says something, and then you think that reminds you of, oh yes, this blah 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 blah. And music, really interesting music for me, is like that.
So where are your musical experiences right now? You've mastered the classical repertoire. Where do you see yourself going as a musician in the near future?
Well, I haven't mastered anything. I mean, I still consider myself a student, and you know, every day I must practice very hard.
That's a good thing to know. If you want to be a master,
no,
you got to practice.
You never master something. But right now I'm living in China, in Chengdu, and that's a really interesting place to live. And over there in Chengdu, in Sichuan province, and in China in general, the piano is really exploding thanks to people like Lang Lang. Piano concerts over there are filled with young people. Over here in the States, you know, and it, well, if you go to a classical concert, it's mostly people that are older. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that. But in China, it's absolutely the opposite. And so for me, that's really interesting. Why is it that there's all these younger people that are fascinated with classical concerts and the piano? And so I wanted to be part of that for at least a year, you know.
Now that's ending in August.
It's so sad.
You have to get back to the real job now. Sabbatical is over.
I know. I'm sad about that. But I'm preparing now for the transition.
Well, I bet it'll be a smooth one. You've been working hard. The definition of sabbatical for you has been teaching piano and working hard in China. So you've really been almost an ambassador of the piano to another area, and it inspired the youth to really get excited about doing different works in piano. And you're teaching the next generation.
Well, I hope so.
Now, when you play this weekend, you're going to be playing the Goldberg Variations. Is there one particular part that's your favorite?
Actually, I'm really fond of Variation 13. I'm really fond of the slower variations, but Variation 13 is like an improvisation, actually, and it's something that, you know, whenever it comes up, it's after this really fast variation, and it's the first really calm variation. I suppose you could say that. And each time I get to it, it always feels like a different piece. I always try to play it in a way that I haven't played it before. That's a favorite of mine. And then there's one also towards the end, Variation 25, which is for some reason nicknamed the Black Pearl variation. And it's in G minor, and harmonically weird and strange. And like Bach goes on a strange journey in that piece harmonically. And it wanders off, and you don't know when it's going to come back. And it's really haunting and beautiful. So those, I would say, the slower ones are my favorite ones to play at the moment.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for telling us a little bit about yourself and also what you'll be playing. Look forward to Variations 13 and 25. Thomas Rosenkranz was hailed as one of the best new musical performers around by American Record Guide. His first solo CD, Toward the Curve, debuted last May, and he will be showcasing his talent playing Bach Goldberg Variations this Saturday at Atherton Studio. More information at hpr2.org.